Oh,
sure. We've got a caller here. Andy is on the phone. Hello, Andy.
Hello, mate.
What can we do for you?
The sun. What is the surface made of, and does it actually have a surface?
Okay, well, the sun itself is actually basically made of gas. It's not got a solid surface at all. It's just literally made of mostly hydrogen and a bit of helium and some really trace amounts of other stuff as well. So essentially, there's no solid surface there. However, if you look at a photo of the sun, you will see it's got a very definite edge to it. And the reason why it's got that edge is not because the gas just stops at that particular point. Actually, it kind of carries on diffusely out to, you know, thousands and thousands of kilometres. But essentially, there's a point where the sun is hotter in the centre and cooler on the outside. And there's a point where that hot gas becomes cool enough that it becomes transparent. And that's what you see as the surface of the sun.
How hot's the outside bit?
The outside's a few thousand degrees, maybe 5,000 degrees Celsius. So
the inside?
Pretty hot. Inside is millions. It really is absolutely a colossal temperature. And that's why it produces so much energy, because these high temperatures, you can get nuclear fusion happening, which is the same sort of thing that you get in a hydrogen bomb, essentially. And that's going on all the time in the centre of the sun, and that's what gives it its energy and gives it the heat.
You also get that it's quite interesting because you've got material streaming off the surface of the sun as the solar wind, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The sun's actually quite an active star. It's throwing material off all the time in these solar winds, just blowing material away. You also get sort of prominences and really big storms that blast large quantities of material and charge material as well. And sometimes they can hit the Earth, and actually can be quite devastating. It can take out power lines, take out satellites in orbit. It can be quite a problem in this modern age when we rely so heavily on satellites and electricity.
Quick go at the quiz, Andy.
Yeah, go on, mate.
The waste produced by one chicken in its lifetime can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt light bulb for 30 hours. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Absolutely true. Chickens produce a lot of waste, but not quite that much. They could only run a light bulb for about 5 hours from a lifetime's waste.
Good one, Andy. You're on a roll. A pearl is an entombed parasitic worm. What do you think of that? Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Unfortunately not. Actually, it's pearls form when the larvae from a parasitic flatworm carried by seabirds actually burrows into the oyster, and the oyster responds by turning it into a pearl, covering it in the stuff.
Cheers, Andy. One out of two.
Cheers, all right.
Not too bad.